There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
There is only one silver solution.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, that's where we start with the deaths of four Marines and the shocking hail of bullets that people heard in one near one recruiting center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that was in a strip mall. The shooter, who was killed later, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, it has been confirmed, was born in Kuwait, did go to school in the United States. He was from Hickson, Tennessee, which is just a stone's throw from Chattanooga over the Tennessee River. What led up to this, not known. At one point in the car that he had rented, he smashed through the gates of a military installation and was able to open fire, sadly. The first he shot up a recruiting center before he drove those 7 miles to the Navy Operational Support Center at the Marine Corps Reserve Center and killed four Marines before he was shot. The entire attack lasted about a half an hour. One of the Marines who was killed was a very decorated war hero with two Purple Hearts, the youngest just 19 years old. A female sailor was in surgery after being shot, too. And this is just another horrific thing that has happened to people who are in the military who are not armed, who perhaps should be allowed to be armed. In fact, I think they should be armed. Again, especially look at the guy who served, was a war hero. No gun, no weapon to shoot back when you are being attacked in your own home base. Unbelievable. There was somebody who was led from Abdulaziz's house once they went there to investigate, obviously, the FBI after it all unfolded. She was led away. In fact, there was two women that were led away. All of that's unfolding still. There was a bomb squad that went because we know that this often is what happens. Somebody booby traps their home. Details of Abdulaziz are coming out now. He, again, graduated from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, had a bachelor's degree of science in electrical engineering. In his yearbook photo, it said, "My name causes national security alerts. What does yours do?" So, you know, his father had been investigated for possible ties to a foreign terrorist organization and at one point was on the terror watch list but was taken off. Wow. But then there are people who are stepping forward and saying that they worked with him when he was an intern and in other capacities and say they never would have expected that this would have happened. This all started, by the way, at about 10:45, 11 o'clock. They estimate that about 50 shots were fired, especially at the recruiting center, doors and glass damaged. What happened was he stopped his car in front of the station, shot at the building, and drove off. That center is in a very short strip mall between a couple of businesses, a restaurant, etc. Then he went to the Naval Operations Support Center and the Marine Corps Reserve Center in Chattanooga. And that's when he bust through the gates and then really caused, you know, all the havoc from there. When this first unfolded and the details were sparse, here's what the president had to say from the White House about it.
I just received a briefing from FBI Director Comey as well as my White House team about the tragic shooting that took place in Chattanooga today. We don't know yet all the details. We know that what appears to be a lone gunman carried out these attacks. We've identified a name, and at this point, a full investigation is taking place. The FBI will be in the lead, working closely with local law enforcement. We've also been in contact with the Department of Defense to make sure that all our defense facilities are properly attentive and vigilant as we sort through exactly what happened.
Wow, and so it's looking as though the shooter was encouraged by watching or looking at things that were related to ISIS. You know, we don't know that for sure, but that's certainly one of the theories that is floating around out there. And again, this is my take, bottom line, and more of this is being flushed out as I am even speaking here. But I think that anybody in the military, particularly somebody as the one I described, the one male that was a decorated hero, for goodness sake, if they should be able to be armed. And, you know, this is, you have to be aware of your surroundings all the time, I guess, you know. Somebody said to me, hey, if you can carry, you should. If you can carry, you should. Because it's just, you just don't know what's going to happen. So there you go. And you think of Marines, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. Let's go to Tomas right here at the top in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, B-52s would have been flying over Libya right now, bombing Al-Qaeda terrorist camps. That's all. You know, but now, you know, the world sees again and again and again that you can do anything you want to the United States, and no one pays the price. You know, they're just considered a lone wolf attack, not connected to anything. And with this president, that's going to continue. Because he wants to do nothing to hurt his legacy. That's what he's worried about now. But the Marines across this country are like hungry bulldogs right now.
Oh, yeah.
And all we want to do is chew on some terrorist jugular veins. That's what we want to do. I went out there, ran 6 miles with the flag today. I couldn't stand being at home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And every Marine that I know, you know, was. But we have no leadership. That, you know, we have nobody in that White House that believes in America. I mean, they only believe that we should be part of the world, you know, and that we shouldn't be a leader. And that's why we're signing deals with people who are screaming death to America. Can you imagine that? That, you know, normally they would put you in an insane asylum for doing something like that. If somebody said they wanted to kill you and then you signed a deal with them, you know, you'd probably be in a straitjacket in you know, intelligent times. But
yeah,
we're not in those times now.
We're not. You know. We're not in those times, Tomas. I am so happy, though, that you ran with the flag and you did what you could to show the support. And I agree with you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Here we are back with the mailbag, stuck full as always. Remember, 24/7, any thoughts, something you want to vent about, something that's on your mind, a solution to a world problem, oh please, go to americatonight.net. All right, this one's up first. This is from Sammy, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Kate, long time no talk. Trust me, I am listening, long time listener. I just happened to catch this from Newsmax. That former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would actually lose a generic Republican candidate to a Republican candidate in 6 battleground states. Do you think this is hype or do you think this is true? Hey, if the election were held today, according to a lot of the other polls that I've read, she's winning. She's beating everybody. But I think, as Bob Ney has said many times when we've had him on the show and just said in our last conversation with him, that Hillary Clinton, the one person that she will knock off is Jeb Bush. There is no way Jeb Bush beats Hillary Clinton. So if you are a Republican Party member and you want to see the GOP in office again, then you do not want Jeb Bush to be the nominee. You just don't, because there is no way, no how, shake it up any way you want. He beats her. And the poll you're talking about is this poll that was commissioned by American Crossroads. Remember, there's the tie to, I can't think of his name now. I will think of it in a second. But anyway, American Crossroads, and it was conducted July 7th and 8th, and it found that in Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, Ohio, Virginia, that a Republican candidate would win with 50% of the vote while Clinton would draw 42%. So it is interesting. And, of course, it's not an impossibility. But I think the bigger thing is Jeb. Jeb's there. She beats him. Period. Let's go to this one from Heidi, who says, Kate, wow, it seems like we really lost a lot in this Iran deal. I hear the president saying, what is the alternative? Well, the alternative is not to have cut the deal. I think the more disturbing thing to me is that we don't have the freedom for the four prisoners that are in Iran. Why couldn't they have negotiated that? That would have made sense to me, especially this American pastor. I just don't get it. Yeah, I don't get that part of it either. I agree. I don't understand why there wasn't an addendum. Why couldn't it be, okay, this is one thing that we have to have happen for this deal to go through, and so many other things went the way of Iran in this, you know, a negotiation and a contract, if you will, or an agreement is the best agreement is when both sides equally get what they want. And I think by not including that, and that was a huge misstep, a huge misstep. So were we out negotiated by the Iranians in some areas of this agreement? Absolutely. Because who comes out on top if you make a pros and cons list? They do. Sanctions are lifted. They've been crippling. They've been, people have been so upset with leadership in Iran. And now they're dancing in the streets a couple of days ago, of course, because they know that those sanctions are lifted. And the pressure of what was happening there is lifted. That means more money coming into the country, period. Let's take another one here. This is from Ben, listening to us in California. Kate, we are drowning in California with this drought. It is unbelievable what's happening here. I'm sure you know the thing about Tom Selleck and the water truck stealing water to hydrate his avocados, and those kinds of things are happening all over the place. There's fines galore. It's a nightmare. We so need rain. We so need water. We so need some help. I'm not really quite sure why the California governor and why others in California weren't ahead of the curve on this. Yeah, the whole thing with the groundwater is very disturbing. What can you do? There were some things they perhaps could have done. They couldn't stop the drought, but they could have done some things to be more prepared when they saw the direction they were headed in with water. And this is a conversation that they've been talking about in California for a long time, 5, 6, 7, probably a decade they've been talking about it. So I don't think it's a secret that they were going to be in this position. So I agree with you. Why wouldn't that be on the top of your hit list? Oh, my gosh, we're not getting any more rain. Drought's getting worse. Year one, year two. Listen, I live in Texas. And the drought here is terrible, but we got massive rain that turned things around. Lakes filled up, and sadly, we got floods that killed people. But I went to several city council meetings, and they were talking about zebra mussels. What do we do? Problems with that. Jumping on it immediately, putting out sanctions like water restriction guidelines, trying to let people water lawns and do what they had to do, but yet reel it back in a little bit. And it seemed to work. At least in my community, it worked. And people weren't of ill will and furious about it. And every lawn didn't turn dust brown. But they were ahead. They saw it immediately. They knew it was happening. They knew it was happening with the zebra mussels. And they acted as fast as they could. And this is what I don't understand about California. At least it seems that way to me. I haven't fully investigated it, but I have talked to several people in the know who cover the legislature there, and it seems that there was some heel dragging, focusing on things that might have been just as serious, but hey, spend a few minutes on that. So now California is in an even worse state, And how about this one from Robert, Kate, and listeners of America Tonight? Boy, frustrating the things that are happening in America, huh? Thank goodness you provide some relief with the levity that you add to the shows, like Dumb Things. I have to say, I love Dumb Things. I've made an entire list. I sat down and I thought, I haven't really done anything dumb, just the normal things. And then when I started to write them down, I realized, oh no, I've done many more dumb things. I promise you, I will send you my dumb things soon. Yeah, don't forget about Dumb Things. It just humanizes us, right? We all make mistakes, and some of them are really silly things. And some of them are maybe not as silly, and you can look at them afterwards and laugh about them. But I don't think you're human if you don't do something dumb. Even the most perfectionist type of person would have to say that they've slipped up in some way and done something that was dumb. And I know what you're saying. I sit down and I think, well, I've done this and that, but if I really sit down and make a list, I would probably surprise myself at the things that would pop up. All right, how about this from Martin? Yo, Kate, Donald Trump. Who would have thunk it? He's more than just a motor mouse. Some of the things he says are ridiculous, but some of the things he says actually make sense. He has no pressure because of the amount of money that he's made in his lifetime. He doesn't have to be beholden to anyone. That's the great kind of candidate. We missed the boat before on Ross Perot. I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump could beat Hillary Clinton. Maybe Donald Trump is the intriguing candidate. For goodness sake, he just disclosed that he was worth $10 billion and growing. No matter who dumps their endorsement of him or who dumps the products around him, Trump rocks. There is no question about it. And $10 billion says a lot of things to me. It says that he does not have to lick anyone's boots, if you know what I mean. Yeah, the thing is, the electability thing. Here's an interesting side to the Trump saga. If you're Jeb Bush and you are looking at polls, and you can say what you want about polls, and you can manipulate polls in certain ways, but there's a reason, and I say this all the time, here's your big disclaimer. Pollsters are making ton of money for a reason, because a lot of times they're on target, and that's what happens whether people like it or not. That's why they take the sampling. So he's getting beaten. He was getting beaten even by people that weren't in the race. And he might be in second. But when Donald Trump is lapping you, you can't feel good about that. And if I come from a political family like Bush, how long do I do that balancing act of staying in this race? Or do I say, I don't want to do this? Hey, I like the idea of being president. It's part of my family's history, the deep fabric of it. But if I'm getting beaten in polls by Trump, am I hanging in this thing, in this dog and pony show, for how long? How much money are we spending? How many places are we visiting? How long do I keep this up? Or do I throw a wild card in the pack and come up with some incredible material content that blows people away? Some thought, some way of looking something different at something differently to the many woes that we talk about, and presenting that and pushing that. It's about your messaging, too. The right kind of message, the right kind of people, something maybe a little different. Maybe that sets him apart. But he's got to have great campaign people working around him, helping brainstorm some of that kind of stuff out. All right, so you get the idea here. This is the mailbag. All you have to do is send us whatever it is you want to sound off on. Usually it's about what the current events are of the day, but it certainly doesn't have to be. We've had some other intriguing suggestions and suggestions for guests. And if something fabulous is happening where you're listening to me, I want to hear about it. We love our affiliates. And as much as I scour the papers and look for things that happen in your area, you could point it out to me. That would be awesome. So, again, americatonight.net. That's it. It's a wrap for the mailbag. Back with more as we kick it back to America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Noory because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tonight, we got my pal in our virtual green room, Kevin Sullivan. Oh, it seems like just yesterday I was talking to him when I was in Dallas because he was with the Dallas Mavericks. But he was also the White House communications director, and he's bounced from some really interesting gigs. I think he is somebody like me who loves life and loves these opportunities, and he's a perfect person to learn from. He's got an e-book out called Breaking Through: Communication Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. Hey, Sully, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. It's great to hear your voice, and thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So, again, we do have some similarities, being in the world of sports and politics and all the news of the day. And of all the jobs you had, and this is a wild one to open up with, but, I mean, there you are in the White House. There you are with the Dallas Mavericks. There you are with your own PR company dealing with some huge corporations and heads of corporations. Do you have one favorite moment, or is that just too hard to boil down?
You know, it's, there's a bunch of them. When I went to the White House, somebody told me you're going to pinch yourself four or five times a week, and that was really true. But I would have to say that in terms of memorable moments, being introduced by the President of the United States to the Pope as Sully was probably the all-time highlight.
Boy, no kidding. When was that? Well, tell us about that moment. When did that happen?
Pope Benedict the 16th made what turned out to be his only trip to the U.S. And after the event on the South Lawn at the White House, the senior staff got to meet him. And there's a protocol for meeting world leaders. And in this particular case, the president introduced staff members to the Holy Father. And as a Catholic guy, I was excited about it. And when it became my turn, you know, the guys in front of me, it was, you know, Mark Thiessen, chief speechwriter, Carl Zinsmeister, chief domestic policy advisor, your Holy Father. And then it came to me, he said, your Holy Father, Sully, communications man. And so that was just kind of an out-of-body experience.
I love it. Very, very cool. When you, as you say, when you went into the White House and you had people telling you you would be pinching yourself a couple of times a week, so you make a transition, too, from sports. Now, all of a sudden, you're in deep in the world of politics. What was that like to make that kind of a transition?
You know, the thing that I found out, and I think this is true for everybody in your audience, your skills translate. You know, don't limit yourself to just one thing. You can only do one thing. And that was my experience. You know, I'm a curious guy, and as long as you have some of that natural curiosity and you're interested in learning things, you can pick up the things that you need to know. I didn't need to be an expert on, you know, energy policy. I needed to be, you know, a communications advisor. And you learn enough about the energy policy, and the lessons learned in sports really do translate. You know, sports is lots of crisis, lots of stuff happening at one time. Everything happens at night and on the weekend, pretty much, as you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, all of those skills really did provide great training for the White House.
And when you were in the White House, as you talk about the hours, which hours were more killer, the sports hours or in all the things that you did for NBC or the hours you had to put in at the Oval Office at the White House?
All of those jobs are a lifestyle choice because it is an all-in kind of situation. And the thing about the White House is it just never really stops. You know, your day starts, I'd be in the office before 7 a.m. and you leave about 7:30 p.m. And you got to be in bed by about 10 o'clock in order to get up and do it again the next day. So it's a, you know, it is a nonstop eating. I don't like the word grind because it was exhilarating. Like I was, even though you're tired at times, you're excited about what you're doing. The work is important. The thing about sports is it is all at night and on the weekend. And so from a family standpoint, you just have to know. I mean, you have to have the support of your family. And you just have to know that this is a lifestyle choice. People on the outside sometimes think it's more glamorous than it is, and their real jobs. It's great to be a part of something in sports that people care so much about. But, you know, it is something that does consume your life, and you got to be into it or you're not going to last.
Yeah, that's good advice, too. In that kind of a career, in those kind of careers, and probably like some other careers, you have to have your family on board because I always say this, all times are soft. There's never a hard time because you don't know what's going to happen. News breaks, things change, and you have to be there, right?
You have to be ready. And, you know, in the case of the White House, everything ends up on the president's desk. And so any issue that happens, is going to be something that you're pulled into. I remember coming home a little bit early one night. I took the kids to the community pool that we belong to. I made this big demonstration out of, you know, I'm going to leave my BlackBerry in the car. We went into the pool, 45 minutes. I come back to the car and I said, well, yeah, before we go home, let me just check and see what I may have missed here. And there were just dozens and dozens and dozens of emails. And what had happened was the Minnesota bridge collapsed. And on the surface, you know, you might think, well, why does that involve the president? But, you know, what a government agency is responsible for inspecting the infrastructure and on and on. So there were fatalities, tragically, and so all of a sudden, is the president going to go? It turned out that, you know, Mrs. Bush happened to be there for another purpose, and we had to, you know, kind of figure out where she could, you know, an emergency responder site that she could go and cheer them up, kind of a thing. But yeah, so everything ends up on the president's desk. George Stephanopoulos had a great line when I started. He said, I was never as smart as I was when I worked at the White House, because every issue comes on the president's desk. But having said all that, sports is still a great connector, and that includes Washington. You know, conversations get started around sports. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a great icebreaker. I find that same thing. I agree with you wholeheartedly. When you first set off Sully, did you think that you would end up with the kind of life that you've had so far?
Never in a million years. You know, I left Purdue and I worked in the sports information office there. My goal was to be a sports information director somewhere. And really, this is stuff that I write about in Breaking Through. I tell college kids, you have no idea what the future holds. And the key is to put yourself in position to take advantage of the opportunities that come. You know, work hard, be prepared all the time. Don't do stupid things. You know, a DUI when you're 21 or 18 or whatever is going to remove certain opportunities. Stupid things on social media when you're a young person can remove and limit your opportunities. So, put yourself in position and be open-minded to opportunities that are going to come.
Yeah, that's great advice. And again, you mentioned it. The book is Breaking Through: Communications Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. And then you've also done, you know, you've dealt with companies, and even at companies, there's a structure, there's a system, etc. And I use the word communications, and you use that in your book title. Do you feel like, because I feel this way, and maybe it's partly because of technology and we live in the 140-character world, that now more than ever, communications is a critical skill, not a soft skill?
No question about it. And it's funny, you know, people say, well, I don't like speaking in front of the group, or I'm not comfortable with technology. And in this day and age, that's the same thing as saying I can't read or write. It really, if you want to get anywhere, and the tips in the book, even though a lot of it is, you know, they're really directed, and on one hand, for public relations practitioners, the tips will help you in a staff meeting at work, you know, or a job interview or whatever. It all comes down to being prepared, have a simple message. You know, what are those one or two things that you want to leave the person with, whether it's your boss or a room of 500 people? Use storytelling. Storytelling is persuasive, it's memorable, it's fun. And even if you're somebody who's a little bit shy, when you're telling a story, you're going to come alive and you're going to be more animated because it's personal. So the book is really intended for a broad audience to help people communicate better, and also not to screw up on social media, and to be aware of that everybody out there now has the power of an international journalist. And so a misstep out in public can be a YouTube viral sensation 20 minutes later or faster.
Yeah, no kidding. And can you imagine working in the White House now because of the technology, how fast, it's like the speed of light, how fast things are moving with Snapchat, Instagram, and everything else. And plus, you have to be a warrior for social media because you have to watch out for the president when it comes to things that could come out of left field, right?
Absolutely. All that was just getting started when I worked in Washington. The thing is it's great that we have this power, and it's great that everybody is their own media company and can syndicate content and all that. You just have to use it with a purpose. And that's kind of how we talk about it is, you know, why am I sending this tweet? What is the purpose of this Instagram photo? I tell people, you know, one of the big rules, don't mix business and pleasure on Facebook, for example. You know, use Facebook for personal, for your friends and family. Use Twitter for more professional things. You know, Instagram, probably personal, you know, but when you get the boss and your Aunt Zelda on Facebook at the same time, it's usually a recipe for awkward exchanges. and just be smart about it. Why, you know, we're all building our brand and we're all demonstrating to people what's most important to us. And this is the kind of thing in the media training and social media coaching we do with pro teams and coaches and athletes. I always, you know, Rich Gotham, the president of the Boston Celtics, back in 2009, said to me when we had our first session with the Celtics, he said, you know, and at that time it was exploding, you know, Twitter was exploding, especially in the NBA. And you know, he said, just tell them if you're going to do it, you know, have a purpose. And I love that line. And it's really true, just, you know, across the board, with everything that we do on social media is how does this add value? What does this say about me? The people that you follow, that say something about you. You know, we saw Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals favoriting porn tweets a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like who you're following, just your entire conduct is now so much on public display that you got to be careful because there are consequences. You know, so
I agree. There are consequences. Hey, pick up the book. It's at Amazon, Breaking Through: Communications Lessons from the Locker Room, the Boardroom, and the Oval Office. Kevin Sullivan, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Really appreciate it, Kate.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Rocks burn it down the street with the big pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. Sound of the street, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one.
Kate Delaney back with you as we come across that final threshold for this hour of America Tonight. The big story we keep talking about is the sad story of terror smashing into Chattanooga, Tennessee. A Kuwaiti-born gunman opened fire on two military centers, killed four Marines, one highly decorated, who had four Purple Hearts, or two Purple Hearts, and was a decorated war hero. And what happened is, just to break it down again for you, as I have gotten some emails, his name was Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. He lived in the area. He had graduated from the University of Tennessee. And, again, he was Kuwaiti-born, but he spent most of his early years in the U.S., so he was a lone gunman, a lone wolf gunman, and they're investigating it. The thought is this may be ISIS-fueled, meaning he was motivated by some of what he had heard and read and all that kind of stuff. As far as ISIS is concerned, we don't know that for sure, but that's how the investigation is looking like. And you know, here we go. Is this another example of radical Islam doing its thing? And why should we have people in the military who are sitting ducks when they're at facilities where they could be carrying a firearm, especially if they're experienced? So you look at, in all probability, what we are seeing is this radicalized Islamic terrorism in a lone wolf body, where he's, again, the specific motive not directly known, except for that he was influenced by ISIS. And I couldn't help but, the minute I heard the story, think of Nidal Hassan, who shot and killed 13 Americans, stood up on a table and yelled, Allah Akbar. And this was before, of course, all the ISIS stuff, but during Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorism still thriving in a different form. So what do we do from here? The one thing I think we take away from this is the question of the military only having MPs who are armed, and that people who are experienced, especially people who have served, etc., why don't they have the ability to carry a firearm? Now, you might disagree with that. Maybe you think that's too radical and too dangerous and too, you know, whatever. I don't think so. Going to the point of view of somebody who has the experience, somebody who has served, somebody who comes back to the United States, is on a base or in a recruitment center, certainly not expecting to be gunned down by someone who is armed to bear, who has no regard for human life, and who knows the specific trigger, who knows what it was that sent him on this mission. That we don't know, and we may never know that. His father was looked at and was on a terror list at one point, but then was taken off the list. Some people who have been questioned so far say that he was quiet and he didn't seem to have that nasty bone in his body. Those kind of comments are being said, but I think we haven't heard everything yet. It's just too early to tell, and whether or not we're going to, you know, to know that. I mean, there was one classmate who I happened to see on, somebody interviewed them on TV, and they said, well, he was well-liked. And boy, I just think this shooting shows us it's time to arm the armed forces when they're back at home. I mean, for goodness sake, why are we making it easy pickings for these kinds of killers? That's the one thing we for sure can take out of this. You might disagree, you might agree. You can throw in a quick call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Just a terrible, sad thing that happened. A couple of other quick things, too, I want to mention here on the fly. The Colorado theater shooter, James Holmes, was found guilty of murder. Now it's a question. The jury finds him guilty on all kinds of counts of whether or not they're going to put him to death. That penalty phase probably takes a month. It starts on Monday. It doesn't have to take a month, but it will start on Monday, the decision as to what will happen, what will happen there. We'll see. But didn't have much to say. Sat stony-faced in the courtroom, and there certainly were a lot of people reacting to it, the victims, the innocent people who were sitting ducks, speaking of that, in that movie theater back in 2012, in July of 2012. I've talked about this, and we, in fact, talked about this briefly in our mailbag segment, California and what's happening with the drought. The California water regulators are now ordering farmers to stop pumping from a river. See, everybody's looking for that edge. What do you do when you have to feed these thirsty crops and you're in a drought? And we're talking about the San Joaquin River, and there's been a huge battle over this as to what you know, they're going dry during this drought. So the State Water Resources Control Board issued pretty much the cease and desist order against an irrigation district in the Central Valley, because that's where this was happening. They were pumping the water from the river, and they're saying there'll be huge fines if that continues. And so farmers, that's what they were doing. They were trying to figure out, okay, what can I do? How do I feed the crops? So pretty interesting if you think about this. Water now is like gold in California. It is like gold. It is that bad. Because no water, no feeding of the crops. What happens to the crops? Of course, they die. And they've had these investigations, and they're realizing that this is what's happening. That in some of these rural areas, they're diverting water. And in fact, in some of the areas, they don't necessarily realize that it's illegal because it's something they've been doing for a long time. They got 23 inspectors who have to go to all these fields. And they're farmer-wise, the state says it issued 9,000 letters to people, farmers, etc., who were near these large water areas where they have rivers and streams and all that kind of stuff, and they're trying to sort it all out. In sorting it all out, what California really needs is some giant rainstorms. I mean, not mudslides, not floods and problems with that, but they desperately need some of that good old-fashioned rain and massive amounts here and there to cure part of that problem, at least, because they're not getting it every day. You know, that whole thing, it never rains in Southern California. It doesn't rain, at least lately, all across California, and it's really, really crippling that state, really, really crippling them. And this is why the fines, and this is why the problems with the people illegally grabbing up as much water as they can, being stuck and trying to figure out solutions of what can they do with these crops that are dying on them, and it's affecting the economy of the state, which already was in trouble in certain areas, in a very, very, very big, big way. And also this quickly from the Cats on the Hill, the Senate okayed the revised No Child Education law. And, you know, this was about that whole compromise where they were going back and forth on it. Remember, this is a decade after No Child Left Behind established this federal, giant federal reach into public education. So the Senate on Thursday approved a rewrite of that law that would return most of the power, not all, but most of the power to the states. It was pretty cantankerous for a decade it was. And what happens is it leaves in place the law's testing schedule, but in a big shift, it gives states and districts more control over whether and how to use those tests to assess performances of schools and teachers and students, which is a good thing, because how ridiculous was it, the outrageous amount of cheating that was happening in some areas. Remember, we had that problem in Atlanta, so this is a very, very good thing. Remember, if it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. You can email me, 24/7, americatonight.net. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.